Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
To episode 1833 on the 16th day of September. Hope you guys had a blessed weekend and a blessed week. We have been busy with Amron. You're listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and we have been at AmCon 1 with Amron, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, and in contact with other member operators in the affected area and the support network. I cannot tell you how proud I am to be in the same organization with real true heroes, selflessly sacrificing their skills, their time, their equipment to standing ready and helping others in need. I just can't even tell you how impressed I am that folks have come together in an emergency and to see what's going on. I'm going to share some of that with you here in a little bit, but I'm going to talk about the hurricane, then tropical storm, now tropical depression, Florence. The flooding is just annihilating whole communities. Wilmington is completely cut off. They are an island. And that's exactly how they described it. And that's essentially the official assessment. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to give you some examples, some of the traffic that's been passed. Grid up and grid down has been merged. Those in the affected area have partial cell phone service, partial coverage, and radio communications both. So, both have been used. This is just a really cool thing. So I'm going to talk about that. We are still at AmCon 1, probably will be for, I'm anticipating the next probably 24, maybe 48 hours, but then we'll scale that back to regional communications support operations and put the rest of the entire nationwide network on, back at AmCon 5, at least. Well, I mean, maybe AmCon 4, but probably AmCon 5, we'll discuss that and talk about that. So, let's get into it. We've got a lot to cover. So, let's do the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by the author of the 299 Days book series, Glenn Tate. And, he is going to be here this weekend in the American Redoubt up in Sandpoint. I'll be there speaking. We've got a lot to talk about. Emergency communications in Amron. We've got this most recent and ongoing emergency situation that Amron operators are actively engaged in to support. So there'll be lots to talk about then and more to debrief here over the next week as things unfold. Very, very cool thing. And also, hey, Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate will both be there. Shelby Gallagher's got her book, her second book coming out, The Aftermath, on October 28th. So you get a chance to see her in person, have her sign your book, and Glenn Tate as well. So look forward to that. But let's get into this news here. Floods in the floods are continuing, and so is the death toll, unfortunately. It varies 14 to 16 to 18. Of course, we lose that many people in Chicago in a day and that many in an hour in our abortion clinics. But still, it's tragic nonetheless that 1 week ago there were some people walking around living normal lives, and today they're no longer with us because of a disaster. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. One sad story of a mother and her infant child were killed when a tree came down through their home through the roof. So the water, though, it is up to 45 inches in some places. Around Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, they're looking at anywhere from 6 to 10 to 12 inches. Depends on what source you're looking at and how much has fallen compared to still how much more is expected. There are mudslides. We had calls of those coming in even after the news was reporting, it's still more mudslides being reported. And they're talking about this wiping out entire communities, at least 650,000 people, upwards of a million people, 900,000 people without power. And the rescue resources are, the organizations are using drones, lots and lots of drones to do assessments to find out where water's breaching, how to best get into some of these neighborhoods. Very interesting. So the Florence floodwaters have cut off Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, this report here is showing 12 in the state dead, but I've seen reports of 14 and 16. Of course, these early reports, things fly around, you know, the news flies around. But and then, of course, things are changing all the time as well. But thousands of people in another story. Here's something really interesting. And we're going to talk more about the tropical depression now is what it is. Lots of tornadoes, lots of still high winds and rain that continues. But a little bit further to the north, while this was going on, as the hurricane, we're dealing with the hurricane arrival. We get this news coming out that there was a massive gas explosion that ended up killing one person, set off fires in dozens of homes, injuring 25 people in three towns. Now, my heart sank at first because the first thing I thought of was coordinated attack. But I don't know. We'll see. The folks have been allowed to return to their homes. This is in Massachusetts. So earlier today, they were allowed to start returning to their homes. On Sunday morning, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency and public safety officials gave residents of Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence the all clear to return to their houses. Nearly 8,600 affected gas meters have been turned off, and approximately 15,000 power outages have been restored, according to officials. So what's the official story here? This is what I wanted to find, and this is from NBCNews.com. There's several reporting on this. I just grabbed this one first, saying it was the – who was this? The governor, Charlie Baker, said in a press conference earlier today, it's been a difficult and grueling weekend for the residents of Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. But he said – as of 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, all the homes in the affected area had been cleared of gas, although the city of Lawrence urged residents not to return to their houses until 7 a.m. Eastern Time. On Sunday afternoon, Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, said the agency had determined the explosion had been caused by an overpressure situation. And then, of course, he went on to explain the technical details of that. So it seems like, of course, and then there's other rumors that they were given notice that there would be work done on the gas lines in advance, and then this happened. So whether it was a workman's error or not, I don't know. I'm sure the investigation continues, but the official report right now doesn't seem to be terrorism. Nothing's even pointing to that, but it was a pressure situation. So, the Levi's, I was so busy this week. I was able to stop at one thrift store and they didn't have any Levi's. So I'm going to keep looking. Remember that Levi's teamed up with billionaire Michael Bloomberg to attack gun rights. I talked about that last week and that came out in the NRAILA.org website. And I'm going to find some Levi's. We're going to shoot them full of holes. We're going to take pictures of them and post them in a posting on RadioFreeRedoubt.com. So, hopefully you're finding those old pair of Levi's or going and buying a pair. They're cheap. What, $5, $4? It's worth it. That's pretty cheap actually for targets. Fill them full of holes. Take pictures. Send them in. Send it to John Jacob at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And, if you know how to do it, go ahead and scrub the, metadata off of it as well. Okay. Here's something really interesting. You guys heard about, the closing of an observatory. So let me read this to you. A stop sign and yellow crime scene at the crime scene tape at the entrance of Sunspot, that's Sunspot, New Mexico, Observatory's entrance Friday morning. The facility was closed due to a security issue. So The FBI descends on this National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, about 130 miles southwest of Roswell, which has got all of the alien buffs all just worked up that they're trying to hide something. This is an indication of a being visited by aliens, they're saying. Well, it seems to have started last Friday when the observatory was temporarily closed because of an undisclosed security issue. And they're not denying it. They're not saying there was not an issue. They're just saying it was a security issue. And so the Otero County Sheriff Benny House told the Daily News that FBI agents told his officers to, quote unquote, stand by and would not explain the security threat to him or why the federal law enforcement agency was involved. But for the FBI to get involved that quick and to be so secretive about it, there was a lot of stuff going on up there, he said. This is the sheriff. He said there was a Black Hawk helicopter, a bunch of people around antennas, and work crews on towers, but nobody would tell us anything. So it's an isolated incident, right? Well, now it appears that these people have been folks who have been following this story have been watching the live webcams and seeing the same things happening at the observatories in Australia, Chile, Spain, and Hawaii, and Pennsylvania that have been shut down. And they're trying to get answers. Had the names of the webcams that these guys are watching. And apparently six more now have been shut down. Isn't that interesting? When all of this kind of craziness stuff is going on and we're all looking at the storm, I see this alert that come out. President Trump's the Trump administration is going to send out U.S. cell phones a test alert this coming Thursday. They're going to send U.S. cell phones a test alert on Thursday, 1.4K subscribe. Let's see, what have we got here? They're going to send a test message to all U.S. cell phones. I'm not sure why. They didn't say why, but the timing of it is just, there's a lot of just really strange things happening. So, I don't know, we'll keep an eye out. Do they know something we don't know? Well, of course, always. But to what extent and how that might affect us, we don't know. So we'll continue to watch that stuff, and we'll be all over it. I didn't get a chance to go to the RhinoPack.org website. I know they've got some good stories over there, but just ran out of time. It's been very busy, chaotic, last 48 hours. Lots of stuff going on that's also been very encouraging as well. But, hey, let's take a break. And when we come back, segment two, we're going to talk a little bit more about, well, some of these upcoming events. And some more news stories for you. We're back with segment two. Segment two here at Radio Free Redoubt is brought to you by our friends, Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, up there in the panhandle of Idaho in the heart of the American Redoubt. helping patriots just like you get strategically relocated to the American redoubt to strengthen an already very conservative region. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is where you want to go if that's the place that you've got your sights set on. Also, hey, don't forget to check out socialismtoday.info. Lots of great information put together by the editor of Gem State Patriot, documenting the expansion of socialism in America. So it's not a myth. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. So check it out. socialismtoday.info. Now, this is kind of the American Redoubt segment here. I wanted to talk a little bit about, the North Inland Northwest Freedom Fest that went on this weekend. I heard great reports, and that was very encouraging. But I was supposed to be at that, and I was unable to because we were tied up with ops, with AMRON going to AMCON 1 and dealing with hurricane, then tropical storm, then tropical depression, Florence. But this coming weekend, don't forget, September 22nd and 23rd, the Saturday and Sunday, Sandpoint, Idaho, at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. That's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. 2 days of preparedness workshops, presentations, and exhibits. So there's going to be a lot of stuff there. Of course, Glenn Tate will be speaking, the author of 299 Days. I will be speaking about on AMRON and emergency communications, and Shelby Gallagher also will be talking about her book and about preparedness. Lots of great topics there: water purification and storage, food storage, medicinal herbs, the alternative to solar, wood gas. They'll be there. Great folks, really great folks. Selecting your handgun is workshop designed and geared toward women. Intro to emergency communications, radio communications in the field, go bags for the home, work, and travel, and first responder first aid kit. That and so much more. Only $3 to get in, or $2 if you bring a non-perishable food item to donate. And kids under 12, or ages 12 and under, get in for free. So you'll be a 13-year-old to be an adult. That's pretty cool. Some of these, they're like under 12. So as soon as you're 12, you got to pay. But well, you get an extra year squeezed in there. You can go to the website, INW, as in Inland Northwest, INWPrepExpo.com. Of course, that's linked from our website as well. All right. During the break, I got to pull up a few articles, and I want to share those with you from rhinopack.org. Love these guys. I love what they're doing. Well, they've got a section there, if you haven't started reading it, called Stark Raving Mad, covering stories that will make you just that. Here's one. The previous president, they got a picture of him. I wish they would blur it out so we don't have to look at his face. But the previous president, who will not be named, says, "I built this economy." This is on the 15th of September, demonstrating once again that liberalism is indeed a mental disorder. The previous president, who will not be named, claimed in a speech yesterday that the economic boom since he left office was actually his doing. It's his legacy, he's claiming, despite the fact that there were never a quarter, there was never a quarter under him, that the gross domestic product exceeded 3%, that during his regime, 93 million Americans dropped out of the labor force, 50 million Americans were in poverty, and 46 million Americans were on food stamps, all figures which have declined dramatically under President Trump, our president. Despite all of this, Mr. Previous President, who will not be named, claims credit for today's economy. The word delusional comes to mind. In 2016, President Donald Trump, well, he was then candidate Donald Trump, said he would get the GDP above 4%. Mr. Previous President, who will not be named, said he would need a magic wand. Well, the gross domestic product is currently at 4.2%. So apparently President Trump has a magic wand. Perhaps the magic wand was removing Mr. Previous President, who will not be named, from the Oval Office. They got a link to that story. Violence against Republicans, quote unquote, justified. Appearing on MSNBC, Democrat Senator Chris Coons of Delaware defended harassment and violence against Republicans as justified. When asked specifically about threats of rape made to Senator Collins' staffers, Coons stated, "There is a huge amount of passion out there." The phrase "huge amount of passion" is a Democrat talking point designed to diffuse and excuse the lawless and violent behavior common among Democratic supporters. Isn't that true? When conservatives lash out, there's not a huge amount of passion. It's hate. It's right-wing extremist rhetoric and hate. But see, when they do it, it's just a huge amount of passion. So they get a pass, right? Well, Senator Coons explained that violence against the Trump administration was well justified. That's a quote. Coons failed to note the similarities between violence perpetuated by Democrat socialists of today and that perpetuated by their predecessors, the National Socialists of Germany, Nazis. The abbreviation for the National Socialists of Germany was Nazi. There's a link to that story as well. Another one, leftist defiles graves of fallen soldiers. Little puke needs to be strung up, in my opinion. And there's more. So you can go to RhinoPack, R-H-I-N-O, RhinoPack, Rhino Hunters, RhinoPack.org, and then click on their Stark Raving Mad page, and it'll just make your head spin. Oh, my goodness. It is a mental disorder, isn't it? All right. Hey, from the collection of our World War II news that actually aired for the American people to listen to, covering the news going on in World War II. And then segment three coming up. Stay right there.
Going to land on now looks to be very hot from here. We can't see it too well from our position here on this side of the superstructure, but we can see those geysers from bursting mortar shells and artillery shells being tossed up in the air, and also the land just beyond the water, just inland of the beach itself, seems to be aflame. You can obviously hear this gunfire going on all around us. Now we are now inside the screen of warships. There's no more warships between us and the beach. We look out to the stern of us now, and there are hundreds of craft lying out there. But between us and the beach, nothing except a few amphibious craft that are on the beach, disgorge their tanks, and some of these Amtraks and Higgins boats that have already let go their troops. They're still beached in there. As the water's being churned up quite a bit in between us and the beach, now with the bursting of these shells. Amtraks are churning back and forth with their loads of Marines. And we can see one. It looks like a tank burning in there on the shore. The fire is burned down low in it. Oh, it's a Jeep on the shore that has been hit. It's like, well, we can't say any more than that. Looking through our glasses now, we're just a couple of hundred yards off the beach. We can see these Amtraks pull up along the beach and dozens of Marines around each one of them, performing their various duties, trying to free them, if possible, and get them back out to haul in more Marines. We can see lots of wrecked material over there on the beach. And you can no doubt hear the bursting of these shells, bursting all around us. Looking out to our right now, we can see that Japanese destroyer and those Japanese Allied men. They are really wrecked and corroded. They're all rusty and completely out of use. Even if Tojo had any idea of using them now, he couldn't. Tojo isn't going to get much use out of this island from here on in.
We're we're back with segment three here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. It is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design. Go to strategiclandscapedesign.com or see them in person this coming weekend at the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo. They have designs to keep you safe and to help you thrive when it comes to getting the most out of your property, securing your water rights, integrating water access, food supply, energy production, and even security features built into your property. They're the ones to get a hold of. They've got services to help you, whether you already own land and want some help with it, laying it out strategically, or if you are looking for land and you want some professional input to help you make the right choice for the property that's going to be right for you before you even take the plunge, then give them a call. StrategicLandscapeDesign.com is where you want to go to learn more. Okay, now, I want to share some stuff with you guys. I got some notes here, and then I want to share with the audio. I was going to do this in segment four, play the audio for you. I feel kind of energized. I was dragging my behind in the last 24 hours, but I feel so encouraged. We've learned a lot. We've made a lot of errors. I have made a lot of errors. I guess didn't take into consideration things that we should have trained up for, things that I have known and hadn't implemented it as far as training goes. There's going to be a lot of really good training and some really positive changes for Ameron so we can be more effective and more efficient in the future. I have been so impressed with the professionalism, the resilience, the tenacity, the skills, the level-headed under stress type of a performance that we've seen from the Ameron core operators who have immersed themselves in this emergency situation to stand by, ready to assist those in need, and who have passed traffic, made decisions without having prior guidance and training on some of these issues, which we're going to change and we're going to improve. There's nothing wrong with not doing everything exactly like it's supposed to be, and even making mistakes, as long as you learn from those mistakes. A lot of times we talk about how inefficient the government is and how inept they are and how expensive it is and so on. A lot of it is because they've done things before, made bad mistakes, and then didn't learn from them. Well, we all can fall into that. So we're going to learn from these training or these learning opportunities and take notes. But I just want to pass along some stuff. Some of this you're going to hear the audio from, but the Cajun Navy apparently now is operational only in Lumberton, North Carolina. That could change at any moment, although they've been operational in many other locations, and future ops are subject to change rapidly based on the needs and their ability to get in there. So I'll play some more of that here in just a little bit. Another thing that just came out, an announcement, the coal ash landfill in North Carolina has collapsed. It may have gotten into the water system, and they're not sure. They're assessing now to see if that got into the Cape Fear River. That could cause some major problems. The coal ash landfill has collapsed. I've got a situation report that I received over the air, and that came in over ham radio in an FL message form. Apparently, this was relayed from Wilmington. Wilmington, North Carolina, is cut off by rising floodwater. Gas stations are under control of the government. Huge lines at grocery stores when the stores are open. And the WILT-FM station is still on the air. We've got Black Echo broadcasting stations too. If you've got internet somehow, some way, if you can let us know if you are broadcasting on the Black Echo broadcasting stations, part of Ameron, they have FM and AM broadcast transmitters who are basically running their own miniature radio stations to their local community, their neighborhoods, to keep people informed. So they're gathering information from other sources and then keeping their their communities informed with information they're gleaning from scanners and shortwave radio and listening to the nets and so on. The ZNet, as we call it, using a walkie-talkie app. Lylesville has been evacuated, at least as of about an hour and a half ago. There was a train derailment with a hazmat situation, and that turned out to be some flammable material. So Lylesville is evacuated due to a hazmat train derailment. And about 20 miles away from there in Troy, North Carolina, Highway 109 apparently has been taken out by a mudslide that's been reported. That's in a very remote area, so we don't have more details on that yet, but we got our ears to the rail. Also, we are trying to track where the cell phone services are disrupted because there are a lot of areas that do have cell phone service. So what we're trying to do is figuring out how to point focus our communications efforts by identifying the areas who do not have cell phone service. And those areas are, according to downdetector.com, the following areas are experiencing disrupted cell and cable coverage. In North Carolina, that's Fayetteville, Raleigh, Charlotte, and Wilmington. And then later added, just a little bit ago, was Charlottesville, North Carolina. And in Virginia, Richmond, Washington, Charlottesville, and Roanoke. So that is, that's all we have for updates as far as, those go. But it's been truly a privilege and an honor. And I don't mean that lightly when I say, what a privilege and honor it has been to work with these folks. And I want to share some of this audio with you guys because it's impressive what they have done. And gosh, what a great group of people. It just does not get any better. So let me pull some of this in, some of the audio. I'll let you guys just listen to this. Now, here in this particular case, there was a stranded couple. Apparently, they were trying to get up to the second story. They were flooded, surrounded by flooding, and they needed to be rescued. So the Amron operators are tied in with the Forward Observer, Sam Culper's intelligence network. And so we have liaison with them. So the Forward Observer, working with the Cajun Navy, volunteer marine-based rescue, search and rescue organization could be dispatched in to rescue these folks. So this is what took place.
CQ Amron. This is Golf 8 Romeo, Wilmington, North Carolina. I need to get an emergency message out.
Go ahead, Golf 8 Romeo.
I have a Life Point church member that needs rescuing at 6 Lane. That's Delta Echo Lane.
Golf 8 Romeo, I have it on the historical file, and I'm going to go to the Forward Observer, what we call Fox Company, and relay that information. I have that unless any of the other Fox Company operators are online and can get that information there quicker. This is Foxtrot Quebec 01.
I'll repeat that. That's a 6 lane. That's in Wilmington, North Carolina, in the Ogden area. It's a two-story house or apartment, and the floodwaters are up to the first floor.
And again, good copy on that, and pass that information to Fox Company. This is Foxtrot Quebec 01.
Golf 8 Romeo, adding to that, is that a one-person rescue, and is there any medical conditions involved in that?
Now, no one person can think of everything, so that's why the network works, because these are great questions, follow-up questions that needed to be asked that was able to be ascertained.
Papa Romeo Whiskey, I have two personnel. Let me look at the text message. I'll give you the names. I do not know of any medical situation, but I will check.
Approximate ages might be helpful also. And if there's a phone number to any method of contacting them would be helpful too. Foxtrot Quebec. I'm not hooked up to Fox Company right now, so if you can go ahead with that. But trying to make sure we've got as much information as they'll seek.
Copy on that. Just waiting for additional information before we confirm that and relay that information.
Okay, I just sent the message to Pastor Darrell and waiting on a reply. Papa Romeo Whiskey.
Thank you, sir.
CQ Amron, this is Golf 8 Romeo. The names of the two people needing rescuing are...
Golf 8 Romeo, this is Foxtrot Quebec.
As for the personnel is 26 and 27 years old.
Copy, 26 and 27 years old.
Phone number for the for is 91.
That rescue request was just acknowledged by Forward Observer liaison to the Cajun Navy rescue crew, and has told me he will be passing it directly into them.
Roger that. This is Golf 8 Romeo.
Good job, guys. For reference, that is the information that they need. They need names, address, and phone number. Without those three pieces of information, I don't think they'll even attempt a rescue, because they do call and verify that the people are there and have not been rescued yet before they go in after them, just as a safety precaution for everybody. So good job. That's my understanding of how it works, and just a good job. Keep up the good work.
For that, Sierra Roma 05, and I will pass that on to the church and any others. So thanks.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool stuff? This is real-world stuff. People in danger and Amron operators coming together, working together as a team, and working with other Patriot groups to save lives. This is rewarding. This is why we do what we do. This is what it's all about. So anyway, there's more and there's follow-up. So listen.
Yeah, I just got cell coverage back.
Oh, great timing. Okay. Well, this was my first attempt to reach out to you then. Wanted to know if we can get an update on that couple that needed rescue this morning. Can you track that information down and give us a status report or a sit rep?
Yeah, I asked Pastor Jeff about that, and he wasn't sure. He was going to get with Pastor Darrell to see if that happened. But as soon as I know something, yeah, I already reached out now, so as soon as I know something, I'll forward that along. QST Amron, this is Golf 8 Romeo. Are you reading me?
We got you loud and clear there, Golf 8 Romeo. This is Foxtrot
Quebec. Hey, Foxtrot Quebec. Yeah, I just wanted to put out to everyone, Amron, that couple that we were got to Fox Company and Forward Observer, they have been rescued. Repeat, they have been rescued. And the couple is at their mom's house, safe and sound.
Good copy on that, rescued. And hope John Jacob gets that information too. This is Foxtrot Quebec 01.
I got it. That is great news. Hallelujah. Do you know who affected the rescue? Over.
Jacob, I asked, but they weren't sure on the details. They're going to find out. I told them that wasn't like a huge emergency with everything else they got. QST Amron, this is Golf 8 Romeo. Just stopped by Life Point Church. So they got meals up and running, and they got a good situation going here, being able to get meals out to first responders and stuff. And we still haven't found any fuel yet, but we're heading over to just down the road. We got some intel that they may have some. They've one station that they've been filling pretty regularly, so we're heading over there. This is Golf 8 Romeo.
Copy on that, Golf 8 Romeo, and that'll be our prayer priority, that you find that fuel for nightfall and have that extra supplies on hand. And I hope you find it within a couple hours. That's our prayer. Foxtrot Quebec 01.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Foxtrot Quebec. So we're going to, yeah, if not, we're just have to go down to, running intermittently just to keep the fridges cool and get some comms out. So this is Golf 8 Romeo clear.
QST Amron. A tornado warning has been issued for Scotland County in North Carolina. This one is reissued. Just to read about it, a tornado warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Eastern Scotland County. QST Amron, all Amron stations, be advised that the Cajun Navy is only operating in the Lumberton area of North Carolina. There are other groups that aren't the Cajun Navy that we are not aiding with getting messages to that are out there and about in other areas. But as of right now, at this time, they are only operating in the Lumberton area. So that's just an FYI. This is Bravo 65. Any other questions, we can direct to Sierra Romeo 05. He is the source of the information.
Okay, I've got a follow-up question. What is Lumberton's proximity to Wilmington? Over.
This is Sierra Romeo 05. Lumberton was their original area, which is now flooding. They expanded into Fayetteville and Wilmington yesterday as two additional AOs. However, they backed out of those as the need decreased because there were plenty of rescuers there. And also because Lumberton began to flood, they pulled back, and that's where they've been performing rescue operations throughout today and continuing now. They may add additional AOs as the situation changes, but they will continue to respond. Lumberton is only about 45 minutes to an hour drive from Wilmington on a normal day.
Okay, so that's Cumberland County then, Fayetteville area?
I believe that Wilmington is Carteret County. Fayetteville, I can't recall right now. It's not the same county, but it is close by.
This is Golf 8 Romeo. The search for gas came up empty, and we are heading back to the QTH, and we'll be going into rationing gas mode. So I'll be operating every couple of hours just to keep the fridges cool and get some comms out. So this is Golf 8 Romeo clear.
Golf 8 Romeo, have a good copy on that, and let us know if we need to deploy and take care or find some outside of your area to get there, some fuel. If it gets down to that, we're there. You know that. Foxtrot Quebec 01.
Yeah, roger that, sir. And I'll let you know. We still can, we got two vehicles. I think we can siphon some gas out, you know, if we have to. But we'll let you know. Golf 8 Romeo.
Golf 8 Romeo, this is Sierra Romeo 05. According to weather.com, they're reporting that Wilmington has been cut off entirely from the rest of North Carolina, so you may not be seeing any gas delivered for a few days. Just an FYI for you to be aware of. Sierra Romeo 05.
I appreciate that report, sir. Golf 8 Romeo.
Break. QST, QST, QST. This is Mercury 01, QST, QST, QST. At my AO, we currently have a hazmat train derailment at my AO. I may be getting evacuated. I don't know yet. No smell of fumes. Gas mask deployed. Ready. But in Lylesville, currently right now, there is a derailment of a hazmat train. And to the north of me, in Troy, North Carolina, they've had a big mudslide. So we've got it happening all around me. QST, QST, QST.
In a world where not all podcasts are equal.
There's a lot of discussion and speculation about what kinds of laws a new state of liberty may or may not have once statehood is achieved. While social media can be useful for open dialogue and spreading news and information quickly, it can also be used to spread the wrong information quickly, sometimes maliciously, and sometimes out of ignorance. Heated discussions have taken place on social media, with some individuals declaring that this or that will be illegal or legal, or that something will be mandatory while something else will be banned, etc. Many of these debates are well-intended, but in the end, it really only amounts to a wide variety of opinions and conjecture of individual persons sharing their personal views. The truth is that no one can say what laws will or will not be passed, because those laws are yet to be decided by a legislature which doesn't yet exist and won't exist until representatives are chosen by us as citizens of a newly born state. Doesn't that sound exciting? One thing that all true supporters of Liberty State like you and me do insist on is that the new state be a constitutional republic, as guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and not treated like a democracy. That it be governed by the rule of law, under laws that will be passed by a legislature that we have chosen, and not by laws and edicts forced upon us by others whose values are out of touch with Eastern Washington's. So, while there are plenty of opinions, no laws have been decided on or passed. No laws will be passed by anyone other than a future legislature. That entire legislature will consist only of representatives chosen by us from Eastern Washington, not Olympia or Seattle. I welcome the chance for a fresh start and a clean slate in the future, and the chance to finally have laws that reflect our values. How about you? Breaking the chains and forming our own state is the only viable and practical solution for doing that. So join in and spread the word, telling your friends and family about Liberty State. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Welcome back. This is the fourth and final segment of episode 1833 here at Radio Free Redoubt. And segment four is brought to you by Works Holsters at Works LLC. They have custom made holsters. They make custom made holsters just for you. So if you've got, a laser light, you've got a tactical light, laser, whatever you have on there, and you want a custom holster to fit that, your configuration, however you carry it, including mag pouches, but Kydex, custom-made holsters made right here in the American Redoubt, some awesome designs, custom-made to your specs. Works.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. Lifetime guarantee on everything they make. All right, now, emergency communications. I'm going to wrap this up. We have situation reports or executive summaries. It's a summary of everything that has happened in terms of a signals center, which we've got two signal centers right now acting as incident command or incident commanders for their respective states. So we've got one in the Piedmont Triad area of North Carolina, and then we have one that we call the South Carolina / Georgia or SCGA SIGCEN. That's a signal center handling all the traffic in their states is directed to them or through them and intelligence that's passed back and forth. So what they do, what they're supposed to do, and they've done a great job. Both of these SIGCENs have done exactly what we've trained up to do. And that is produce an executive summary or an XSUM of a snapshot of everything that's happened over a given period of time. And in this case, this is everything that's happened since the previous executive summary was issued. And they try to do this a couple times a day, depending on the flow of information and traffic. Sometimes things are happening so fast, so furious, that all they can do is try to get one out maybe once a day, or maybe there's not that much going on, so they'll get one out once a day. But in either case, Sierra Romeo 05 has done an outstanding job of putting these together for the Piedmont Triad 6N. And this is the update. So I want to just kind of go through some of this, share some of this with you. And this is what's been happening and some of the news that they've been compiling. Also working with he'd be the ACE, the analysis and control element, or the intelligence section of a signal center, trying to make sense of all the flowing information, package it up nice and neat so you can see a snapshot of what's going on. And this is what's happening. Under the key judgments category, Florence is continuing to weaken and is now picking up forward speed as it prepares to turn northward along the Appalachian Mountains. The storm has not left the area. It is continuing to deliver damaging rain and wind to the region. And might I also add, you guys have heard these tornado warnings, just multiple, one on top of another, continuously all day. So the number of deaths being reported across the Carolinas as a result of Florence ranges from 5 to 9, depending on the source. Of course, we just read one news source that came out since this was issued. This was earlier this afternoon. Now they're saying the death toll's up to 12. But that'll be reflected in his next XSUM, which he was preparing as I was preparing the show. So I didn't get his latest XSUM. Flooding is a major concern as rain continues in the region throughout the area, causing streams and rivers to rise and overflow their banks. Flash flood alerts are in effect for most of North Carolina, extending into western Virginia and northern South Carolina. Many areas of North Carolina are also under tornado warnings. Many people who have evacuated their homes and businesses will not be able to return for at least a few more days to check on them due to continued flooding, impassable roads, and dangerous conditions. Ameron members are conducting nets according to the Ameron signals operating instructions. AMCON level remains at level 1. That means an active incident regional. Florence is weakened to a tropical depression, but its siege of heavy rain continues, triggering flash flooding and river flooding from the Carolinas into western Virginia and eastern West Virginia. Portions of the northeast will also see locally heavy rain from Florence's remnants. At 5 a.m. Sunday, Florence was moving at 8 miles an hour, with its center located about 20 miles southwest of Columbia, South Carolina. Florence's top sustained winds were holding at 35 miles an hour. So this breaks down further into all of the major river flooding that's expected. They're following these. They've got the numbers here. They've got official government reports also included in here. Weather.com releases an article that they link. We face walls of water. Florence kills 8 in North Carolina, forces new evacuations as flood waters rise. So I'm going through this kind of quickly here. So here's what to expect for additional rainfall totals. These are X sums that are being sent regularly to us, and we are posting these on Ameron.com. Polly01 has been working her brains out trying to keep the website updated as this fast flow of information comes in. So hats off to her as well. And everybody working behind the scenes, making sure that the nets are flowing, the net control slots are filled with net control station operators, that Poly01 is getting the website updated and monitoring multiple different inflows of information. So you can read this. These PDFs are being uploaded to the Ameron website as soon as they're received, so it's as timely as you can get. And it's a great compilation of everything that's going on. So what to expect for additional rainfall totals? According to the National Hurricane Center, 4 to 6 inches, or locally 8 inches from where he's writing, from southern northern California, North Carolina into northern South Carolina. Storm totals, including what has already fallen, will be 30 to 40 inches in southeastern North Carolina. 30 to 40 inches of rain. That's up to your chest. That's either from your belly button up to your chest if you're standing in it. That's that much rainfall. Now, it doesn't just sit there as the flow downhill, right? Which means whoever's downhill is going to end up with 6 to 8 feet of water wherever they are. This is overflowing all of the rivers down there. 5 to 10 inches from central and western North Carolina to far southwest Virginia. This multiple states, massive region. Storm totals, including what has already fallen, are expected to be 15 to 20 inches in western North Carolina. 2 to 4 inches, or they said locally, 6 inches in west central Virginia. It's important to note that you do not need rain nearly as heavy as what has fallen near the coast of the Carolinas to trigger major flash flooding and landslides in the Appalachians due to the runoff enhancement of terrain. And that's what's happening there. Now, our Ameron operators that are working in this capacity are liaisoning with Fox Company from the Forward Observer producing reports. And so there's a couple here that I'll pass along that came in that were included in this XSUM. Oath Keepers is sending a team to Lumberton to provide security. National Weather Service, Wilmington, has broken its all-time annual rainfall record and is experiencing its wettest weather event in history. As of 9 a.m. this morning, annual rainfall in Wilmington, North Carolina, totals 86.79 inches. This breaks the previous annual record of 83.65 inches set during 1877 Hurricane Florence. Oh, since 1877, period. Hurricane Florence has dropped 23.5 inches in Wilmington so far. This breaks the record for the wettest single weather event in the city's history. The previous record was set during a significant flood event in late September of 2010 at just 22.5 inches. We've got several Amron sit reps coming. Oh, Lumberton CNR is reporting that they have 11 boats. That's the Cajun Navy. They're reporting they have 11 boats, including an airboat, one 2.5-ton truck, and about 30 people for boots on the ground. And multiple reports of trees down, power outages, flooding, and structure damage. The Amron sit reps are continuing. Power is out in McCormick County with winds 10 to 15. Power is still out. These are from multiple different operators. Cell phone coverage spotty, flooding in the area, but not affecting their location. Everyone's okay. Reported family in Wilmington in need of rescue during rising floodwaters, which we covered. You got to listen to that. And let's see. In South Carolina, just to let everyone know, my HF antennas came down in the storm. I've restored two and one more to go. So he's giving us a stat rep. What's going on the ground where he's at to let us know? Because people are looking for him on the air. A total of 7 inches of rain so far. Wind has died down. The center of circulation is west of Columbia, South Carolina, and headed out. We should have sunshine this afternoon or tomorrow. So they've had power outage for about 4 hours total. And they hope and pray everyone gets out, gets through this okay. So, yeah, great, great report coming in. And this XSOM includes images from the NOAA, the National Weather Service, showing the track of the storm. It's very potential hazards that are being monitored, entire list of those also included in here. This is very thorough. This is a very professionally done document produced by an Amron core operator who's just working his tail off for the Piedmont Triad SIGSEN up in North Carolina. And the guys in South Carolina, my hats salute all of these guys. They're worthy of the highest honors, what I've seen them do. Just amazing people. So anyway, I wanted to share some of that with you, but I wanted to direct you to Amron.com and click on the Hurricane Florence coverage posting that we have up there, where this information is kept up to date for you guys to check out yourself. And we want to encourage you to join Amron or Amron Corps and get involved and prepare. It's 90% boring and training and 10% exhilarating and rewarding experiences. So, and those of you that are in Amron or Amron Corps, if not participating, you're missing out on a very rewarding opportunity to be able to stand by and help others. And even if you're not needed, because the people are working hard, but we're mostly covering everything, you can learn so much. Oh, I'm just not that experienced. I'm so new. I just don't feel comfortable jumping in. There are people, I can't tell you how many new Amron Corps operators who've just dived in, who just joined up just in the last 72 hours so they could participate in this. And we've got Amron members, Amron Corps members who have been members for years that are nowhere to be found. I'm not talking about the person who's got something major going on in their life and they can't. I'm talking about the person who just decides they just got something better to do, like watching Netflix or something. We need you. And you need this because this is a real world training opportunity that is very rare and very valuable for you, if nothing else, to tune in and listen. Listen to the net procedures. Listen to these guys working through problems. Without having trained up to a lot of this stuff, they're making decisions on the fly and doing just an amazing, amazing job. So they are some great operators. And it's an honor and a privilege, as I said before, to be in an organization with these guys. They just couldn't even put a price on their value. Just amazing people and selfless. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, guys. So check us out, Amron.com, and you have a blessed week. And if we don't see you next weekend at the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo, then we'll see you on KTW at 9 a.m. and next Sunday night for our 8 o'clock podcast. Be there. All right, guys, stay safe. God bless. Remember those in your prayers who are caught in the impact zone, going through it right now. And they need your prayers of support. So they've got many challenges as their lives have been uprooted, in some cases literally, in the south Northeast United States. All right, guys, God bless. 73. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.